Yeah. an African jungle.
State of Trance non-stop for 12 hours live today from sunny Miami, Florida. And we have a small studio with big guests. Give it up for Mr. Paul Oakenfold.
Hey, thank you.
Fresh off the stage. And for the younger listeners, let me assure you one thing. Trance or dance music would not be the same without this man. If he didn't do what he did back in the 80s and 90s, I'm thrilled to have him with him. And is he one of the reasons actually why I started producing and DJing? Paul Oakenfold.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Paul, you've seen everything. You work with the biggest pop stars. You've did movie soundtracks. Do events like this still excite you?
They do. And being the 20-year anniversary of Ultra, I was playing many years ago at the beginning for these guys. The whole idea with my set was to, as I said to you earlier, play new cutting-edge trance, which is sci-fi for me. And give those flavors, give those moments that over the 20 years that we've grown up on, you know, that we
Absolutely,
know
yeah.
that we've become classic trance records. So
what's the biggest difference between the first time you played Ultra 20 years ago and now?
It was less people.
Is that the only thing? Or is that, was it a difference in vinyl?
No. I was playing on vinyl.
Yeah, obviously.
It was obviously less people. And if I can say this, more of a community.
Yeah.
Now there's 500 DJs and I don't know half of them. Then I knew everyone. And, you know, we were all about the music, to be honest with you. And it's... electronic music is pop. It's become pop.
Part of it.
Yeah, of course. But some of the biggest pop stars are DJs.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Zed, Calvin, David, Avicii. And, you know, what we've been doing with trance has always been, you know, underground. And it's great to be part of the community.
Yeah, there's so much love in this, yeah.
For sure. It's special. There's something special about trance. There really is a community. You know this, you find this when we travel the world. I think it's more so than any other genre in electronic music. Mm-hmm. Trance has that wonderful feeling with people who just love what we do. And I'm very lucky to be a part of it.
Well, I completely agree with what you're saying also, because, you know, at trance events, there's usually no fights.
I love this track. I just played this.
I was trying to make a
Prodigy.
Point.
Prodigy, yeah.
I just played, yeah. Anyway, whatever. Sorry.
I just wanted to say that, you know, at trance events, you have less fights, less aggression, there's more love in general. Like, promoters usually love to promote trance music because it's more easy for them, you know.
Yeah. And it is. I mean, you're absolutely right. I think with what you guys do, I mean, you know, it's so important. I mean, you know, you really brought the community together.
Yeah.
You know, and it's wonderful to be a part of that. And yeah, wherever we go, people seem to like trance music.
Well,
ask me why.
But you know why, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's just amazing music, I think.
Yeah, of course I
know. Well, thank you so much, Paul. Any big plans for the future?
Yes, you know, I've got a mixed compilation out at the moment when I DJ for charity at Mount Everest, and a comic. I'm a big fan of comics and was approached to do a comic, and, you know, it's one of my passions and it's out there, so hopefully people are like, it's fun. It's
awesome, really cool. Well, keep up the trans flag, Paul. Thank you so much again for coming
here.
Quickly back to Vini Vici.
Thank you. Love yourself. Trance.
I want you to get mad.
We'll be right back.
Danny Vici ripping it up here in Miami. Actually making me nervous. This is such a good set. I'm Armin van Buuren and I'm about to start my set as well. If you have any last minute requests, let me know. The hashtag ASOTMIA. And we have more fans in the studio. Hello, guys.
Hey.
They literally, they were out. We just picked them off the dance floor for a little bit and they didn't mind.
No.
Hello, who are you and where are you from?
I'm Ariel and I'm from Idaho.
Nice. I saw you guys are all dressed up.
Yeah, we're always dressed up for festivals.
Is this your first time for Ultra?
No. Ultra Miami, yes, but I've been to Ultra Europe. I saw you in 2015.
Nice. You guys came together?
Yes, the we're best friends.
Okay, yeah.
From Idaho.
Yeah.
And do you listen to the radio show every week as well?
Yeah, on YouTube after.
Where are you from?
I'm from France. I'm Alex. So.
Oh, is this your first time Ultra?
No, it's the second time. I've been here last year.
Oh, awesome. So. All the way from France?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Actually, I'm working in Florida, so that was not too far for me.
And I think we have fans from the Far East here as well. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Long. From Japan.
From Japan.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You go.
Wow, from Japan.
Yeah.
Arigato gozaimashita.
For people that don't speak Japanese, Armin just ordered a burger in Japan.
No, come on. So, is this your first time Ultra in Miami?
Yeah.
Are you having a good time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, guys, any last minute requests for my sets, maybe? Any track you want to hear specifically? Sorry?
That's our summer song, Sunny
Which one?
Days.
Sunny Days.
Oh, yes.
All right, we'll note that. Put that in the bag.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. Can I have one more scream one more time, guys?
Yay!
Have an amazing time here in Miami, guys. Thank you so much for coming to the studio. And we're going back quickly to Vinny Vici, live from Miami.
Sometimes so much more aware. I'm becoming this. All I want to do is be.
Miami, how we feeling? Chant along with me. Vini, Vici, Vini, Vici, Vini, Vici. Make some noise for this guy. We'll be right back.
name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio.
Walk a tongue, walk a tongue, walk a tongue, walk a tongue.